It's 11 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO. It's time for Something About the Women.
The passers-by, mirrored in their faces, I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You gotta get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes, you will, that you're beautiful. Tears are just a lullaby. If there's any answer, maybe love can end the madness. Maybe not. Oh, but we can only try.
Good morning. Welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue, and happy to be back in the virtual squeaky chair with you after kind of a long absence. I don't think I've done a show since earlier in May. It's been kind of a strange time. In May, we usually have the shutdown during the Memorial Day weekend, and this year they canceled the shutdown right before the show was supposed to go on, so you heard an encore presentation of one of my shows because I didn't have time to put a show together that week. And then in June, I was dealing with some family stuff, and just want to say I don't normally get super personal about my life here on the show, but it's been a tough couple of months. My father had been sick for a long time, and he passed away on June 21st. So I was back and forth to New Jersey where he lived, and it has been kind of a wild ride. One of the things while my dad was sick, he was doing hospice, and we were playing music for him in his bed, and it occurred to me that so much of the music that I listen to is because of the early start in music appreciation that he gave me when I was a young kid growing up, like in the early 70s. And so a lot of what he listened to became what I listened to and has followed me through my life. So I'm going to dedicate a good portion of this show to my dad and the musical start that he gave me. That first song that we heard was Barbara Streisand doing the great song Beautiful by Carole King. As you know, if you listen to the show, when I'm hosting this year, I am starting my shows with something from Carole King's Tapestry album as it's celebrating its 50th anniversary. Well, the same year that Tapestry came out, or around that time, Barbara Streisand did an album called Barbara Jones Streisand, in which she covered not one, not two, but three of the fantastic songs from Carole King's Tapestry. So we heard Beautiful, which also went on to be the name of the Carole King musical, chronicling her life. So I'm going to give you some alternate takes on some Carole King songs. And that was Barbara Jones Streisand, which was an album that definitely my dad introduced me to in the early 70s. I'm looking at this CD case, and it doesn't really have a date But just based on what's on this album, I can tell that it's early 70s. Not only does she cover three Carole King songs from Tapestry, she has two John Lennon songs, a Laura Nyro song, a Bacharach and David medley of songs that both the Fifth Dimension and I don't know who covered the other song in that medley, but anyway, and a bunch of other popular music of the day on that Barbara Joan Streisand, her making sort of a shift from doing more sort of Broadway type music to doing popular music. And I was a big Barbara Streisand fan when I was a little kid, which was not popular. You know, this is before The Way We Were and Evergreen and those types of things. So I was kind of a freak for loving Barbara Streisand at the age of 10. So as I continue this tribute to my dad, I'm going to continue with some more Barbara Streisand, kind of straddling that same time period. She did a live album. I think it was a fundraiser for McGovern, I want to say, for presidential candidate McGovern. And oddly, or not so oddly, the next song is going to be a medley of two songs, and one of them is from Tapestry. So what do you know? Barbara Streisand really enjoying Carole King's work back then in the early 70s. So sit back, relax. We're going to sort of take a trip back through my musical memory of some of the things my dad introduced me to here on Something About the Women.
I need your sweet inspiration. I need you here on my mind every hour of the day. Without your sweet inspiration, the lonely hours of the night just don't go my way. Wanting you the way I do, I only want to be with you, and I would go to the ends of the earth, 'cause darling, to me that's what you're worth. Where you lead, I will follow anywhere. can do.
I'll tell you, Second Avenue. really terrific song.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me, and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me, but you got to have friends. The feelings are so strong. You got to have friends to make that day last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Someone came and took them away, and from the dusk till the
All right, wrapping up that first set, again, a tribute to my dad, Arthur Edelman, who passed away in June. He, in 1972, he bought this giant yellow Chrysler sedan, and in it was this brand new contraption called an 8-track player. And so, of course, like any music enthusiast of the day, he joined the Columbia Record Club, you know, where you got, you know, your first 10 8 tracks for a penny, and then you had to buy them every month for the rest of your life at inflated prices. So anyway, a lot of the 8 tracks were music that has stuck with me to this day, including Bette Midler's The Divine Miss M, which we definitely had on 8-track, and we heard two cuts. Friends, which is on there twice. We heard the second version of that. And Chapel of Love, which was a hit in our family because at that time, my dad, so my mother passed away in 1972, and my dad got remarried in 1974. And that song, Chapel of Love, was constantly on the car radio or the 8-track player during that time. And we were planning a wedding, and it was a little theme song for that event. So Bette Midler was sort of a natural segue from the Barbra Streisand songs that I played earlier in the set. We heard an amazing medley from Barbra. That is from an album called My Name is Barbra 2, T-W-O. And it was a medley of a bunch of great songs from the day. We heard Secondhand Rose, Give Me the Simple Life, I Got Plenty of Nothing, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, Secondhand Rose, and The Best Things in Life Are Free. An amazing medley. And I remember hearing my dad, actually seeing my dad, he would conduct that song for me in my bedroom. I had this gigantic console turntable radio. It was probably from the 40s or the 50s that had been my uncle's. And I treasured that phonograph, as we called it then. And I had that album, or my dad did, and my dad would conduct it, all the different songs, either trying to get me up in the morning or to go to bed at night. I can't really remember, but I loved that medley, and I learned all of those songs just from being introduced through that medley. Before that, we heard a live version of a medley by Barbara Streisand, Sweet Inspiration and Where You Lead. Sweet Inspiration was originally recorded by the Sweet Inspirations, but also I think Diana Ross did a version and some other people. And then Where You Lead, of course, is another one of Barbara's tributes to Carole King from Carole King's Tapestry. And that is from the 1972 album Live Concert at the Forum, which again was a fundraiser for McGovern, who was running against Nixon. We all know how that turned out. All right, going to continue. I got a few more Bette Midler songs to share, and then we'll continue on in the musical memory lane that is today's show. So here we go. Here's a little bit more Bette Midler here on Something About the Women.
After school today? Well, where'd you meet him? Thank you.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone, or just like a child without a home, the love you give me keeps me hanging on. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my past. And loving you is all I ask, honey. Winners come and they go, and we watch the melting snow. Sure as summer follows spring, all the things you do give me a reason to build my world around you. Come and follow rainbows, I am told. Guys like him were hard to find.
Okay. If you didn't know, Sonny and Cher know that not everyone can be just like them. They sang about it for 9 minutes and 44 seconds. That was from an interesting album that we had on 8-track cassette when I was a kid called Mama Was a Rock and Roll Singer, Papa Used to Write All Her Songs. And not to be confused with Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll. And that was that song, parts one and two. And that is from a 1973 release. We also heard A Cowboy's Work Is Never Done, another song from around that same time by Sonny and Cher. And we started with a single that they had a hit with in 1971, All I Ever Need Is You. So definitely listened to a lot of Sonny and Cher, and then Cher on her own growing up. And do remember some of those 8-track tapes. And we used to play those 8-tracks so much that they would get ruined. And my dad coined the term conducivated. So when a tape started getting all warbly and just couldn't listen to it anymore, it was conducivated and we couldn't listen to it anymore. And I'm fairly certain that that word has never been used except for in my family. So there you go, conducivated. Feel free to use it as you see fit. All right, we're going to continue paying tribute to my dad, Arthur Edelman, who got me started listening to music. There was certainly other music that was not by women artists, although a good deal of it was, but he got me started listening to James Taylor and Loggins of Messina, Elton John. So I really have him to thank for my early music appreciation. And let's continue now. Where should we go next? Let's go with the Carpenters. We listened to a lot of Carpenters music in those early 70s, and we definitely had those 8-track tapes. And I do not miss the songs on the 8-tracks that in the middle of the song, it would go ka-chunk, and then it would go to the next track. Why they couldn't figure out how to do that without having breaks in the middle of the song, I will never know. So let's continue this musical tribute with some music from the Carpenters here on Something About the Women.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun. We fly
day to day.
together. And when the evening comes, we smile so much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. Where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. That you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be